Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm Howard Philbin. We, of course, are watching very closely the unfolding situation in Afghanistan. And we, as we watch with horror some of the scenes and the panic happening at the airport. Joining us this morning is Thembisa Fakuda, who is a political analyst at African Asia Dialogue. A very good morning to you. Thanks for chatting to us so early in the morning. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
So the situation there, somebody who's been involved in analyzing the situation and keeping an eye on this, did this come as any form of a surprise to you?
Well, yes, it did. Like to many other people, no one expected that the advance of the Taliban was going to be this swift. I mean, it took at least about 9 days for them to reach the gates of Kabul. So it was a surprise that they've moved so fast into reaching Kabul.
Any of the assurances by the Taliban that they're going to be more moderate, is there anything that we've seen in terms of their behavior in other parts of the country, for example, that will give us hope that it won't be as brutal as it's been?
Well, so far it's their word that they've given, but we know that when they were advancing towards Kabul, there were a lot of atrocities that were taking place. Senior government officials were killed along the way. So we will have to wait and see, and for now at least we'll take the word for it.
Which is obviously, and in terms of the American approach, I'm assuming you watched the Biden press conference. I thought he was quite a combination of aggressive and defensive both. But give me your view on the Americans' handling of the whole situation here.
The way Americans left was a bit problematic, particularly for the Afghan government, because the initial announcement was that they were going to leave on the 11th of September this year, on the anniversary of the September 11th, but they left early, and when they left, they did not inform the government officials. They just abruptly left, which then left the government of Afghanistan to fend for themselves and to come up with plans on how to replace the presence of the Americans and to an extent the NATO forces in Afghanistan. And I think that's where the problem started. But as Joe Biden said yesterday, they couldn't be in Afghanistan indefinitely. And he said he was avoiding passing this burden over to the fifth president, because they've made a decision that after 20 years it was time to leave. And one would have expected, of course, that the Afghan forces and the government would have been at least by now ready. But we know that they were not ready. The Taliban just walked through many of these cities. The morale was very low, and it's due to a level of corruption within the government. The government sources in Afghanistan, where the troops were not paid on time, some of them were not fed well. So the morale was extremely, extremely low. You're talking about over 350,000 Afghan troops against 70,000 Taliban troops, who are only armed with AK-47. And for them to have just walked through like that, it raises a lot of questions.
Was there an alternative? Could America have done something different? Or rather, what should they have done differently? Because this situation is very clearly a disaster for the people of Afghanistan.
Well, they shouldn't have gone in there in the first place. The assumption that you can copy-paste Western solution into other countries was a misstep, because what the Americans did was to impose a government. First, it was Hamid Karzai that they imposed on the Afghan people. Then they came up with Ashraf Ghani, who, as the Afghan troops also abandoned his very important position at a very critical moment to Tajikistan. So they shouldn't have gone there in the first place. And I don't think now there was anything they would have done which would have changed the situation or reversed the initial decision that was made by George Bush. But Biden had to do what he had to do, and some people, even though they're criticizing him, but there are a lot of other people who say that he led and made the correct decision.
It's just a phenomenal thing that it's a repeated dance of America. And it's certainly not the first time we've seen the American style being imposed on a culture that isn't necessarily accepting of it. And then there's the shock and horror that it just doesn't work.
Yes, not the first time. I mean, they've done it many other times in other parts of the world. But it was worse in Afghanistan, because in Afghanistan, they imposed the government. Two presidents were imposed by the Americans, Ashraf Ghani and Hamid Karzai. But also we need to remember that, you know, the Taliban, notwithstanding their shortcomings, they were leading, and they were the government in Afghanistan, even though they were governing from Kandahar. But they were a government. The only mistake they did or committed was continue to refuse to hand over Osama bin Laden. And it's because, by the way, it had nothing to do with Islam or politics. It's just cultural. You know, the Pashtuns, they believe in this honoring the wayfarer and protecting the wayfarer. So if you go there and you seek refuge, irrespective of who you are, they will protect you with their lives. And they've shown over the past 20 years that they were, well, at least before Osama bin Laden was killed, that they were not willing to hand him over, and they were willing to go all the way to protect their wayfarer or a visitor in their own country. That's what they used to say. So it was just, you know, they've arrived at this point because of their insistence on observing a very secret culture within the Pashtun and Afghan culture in general.
What do you think now it means to the people of Afghanistan? I mean, it's not as though, I mean, I know you say that the only thing that they did wrong, but in fact they've done many, many things wrong in terms of human rights abuses. They, you know, the denial of any form of rights to women, to gay people, to freedom of choice in any way is just not part of the Taliban ethos. So in fact it's a very, very harsh and imposing system that they are forcing people to live by.
Yes, it's true. I mean, I made that as a political mistake they made, which was influenced by their culture.
Right.
But regarding other, of course, there are a lot of atrocities that have continued to commit, particularly against women.
Right.
There's evidence that they used to, you know, lash women in public and hang women who were not wearing burqa, and some other people without due cause who were hanged and killed, and some of them were even beheaded. So the Taliban is known for its brutality. But as I've said before, this is a moment of truth, isn't it? You can only use AK-47 and force to a certain extent. Now it's time to lead. It's time to begin to execute and exercise diplomacy, invite investment, make sure that there's safety and security in Afghanistan, which is something that will require a certain type of politicking. And hopefully the Qataris have spoken to them enough in terms of going on a very, you know, deep crash course in terms of diplomacy and foreign policy and all those kind of beautiful things that all of us enjoy. So let's hope and see. I mean, the press statement yesterday was to an extent reassuring, and you could see that they're back on the backs on the wall in terms of them having to reform their politics and relook at the Taliban policies in terms of their interpretation of Islam. So I think it's interesting times, but I just don't think right now that the guns will work anymore. I mean, they will have to reform as soon as possible.
Yeah, it was interesting that they said that women can continue. They would not stop women from getting an education, things like that, because that's been very much a hard line that, or what I've understood to be a hard line until now. The fact, I guess, that they can even make that statement must be significant in terms of the way forward. Let's hope that it is.
Yes, I mean, that's one thing that the whole world isn't pushing for, because the certain gains that the women's rights and justice movements in Afghanistan have made. But, you know, it was really far-fetched for many people to think that the Taliban would have imposed themselves in Kabul. I mean, Kabul is not Kandahar or other cities that they've taken over the past 9 days. Kabul is extremely diverse in terms of multiculturalism and you know, political polarization, etc. There is absolutely no way that they would impose themselves on the people of Kabul. They had no choice but to organize the press conference yesterday just to reassure the people of Kabul, because they would have not been able to lead in Kabul with digging on missile on their heels in terms of the old Afghan ways of leading.
Absolutely. That's where we leave it. Unfortunately, Tembisa Fakuda, who's a political analyst at Africa Asia Dialogue, bringing some perspective to the Afghan situation.